I think you know that Seattle is prone to earthquakes. You may have lived through one. You may have just read this year's scary article in The New Yorker with the headline, "The Really Big One." But one earthquake will affect you differently depending on where you are. Now you can look up how vulnerable your home or office is to quakes and other hazards with a new online tool from the city of Seattle. It's a map. From Seattle's Emergency Management Office, Matt Offlick tells you what kind of disasters you can look for on this map.
There's some information on earthquakes, tsunamis, also liquefaction. So what is the ground like where you're at and how might it respond during an earthquake? Also landslides, that's something we see a lot of in Seattle because of the topography that we have. So you can get more information on where there's been landslides in the past, where there's some areas where there's potential for landslides. And the other thing is flooding. So kind of where are some areas that are susceptible to kind of coastal or riverine flooding, and then also some urban flood areas based on studies that Seattle Public Utilities has done.
That is a lot of disaster information all in one spot. Can I pick one self-centered example?
Yes.
The KUOW studio, where I'm seated right now in the University District of Seattle. So when I look at this map, I see, for example, we're orange under the earthquake tab. There's no pink for liquefaction around us. That's good. What does this tell me about the KUOW studio spot?
Yeah, so the earthquake map is an interesting one. You know, we tried as much as possible to put some text to really explain what you're seeing on the left-hand pane. And again, that's taken from our hazard identification vulnerability analysis. You know, if you look at the legend, it's somewhat technical. So these were maps that were developed by USGS to measure the potential for ground shaking. And really what they're looking at is how buildings will be influenced. But essentially, what you're seeing is that some areas of the city will shake more than others or experience differing levels of shaking during an earthquake. And this is mostly due to the geology in that area. So what type of soil is there? What type of rock is underneath that soil? So liquefaction is just one of those examples. So what you're seeing is that you're in an area that's orange, so you can probably see relatively or will experience relatively more shaking compared to some other areas, but not the highest levels like we would see, especially in those areas where there's liquefaction.
And how do you hope people will use this information?
The hope is that they'll use it to prepare. You know, I think what we've seen is we talk a lot about hazards, but when you're out there in the community talking to people, it really becomes much more real to them when they see it on a map, when they can look at their house, when they can look at their place of work. So really our goal is to get people thinking about these things. That's what my job is, to talk to people about preparedness, about the hazards that we face in Seattle and what they can do to be prepared for them. So the hope is that this gives them some more background. They can learn about those things that we might experience, but then ultimately that they take that next step, and that's action in terms of preparedness.
How wise would it be for me to base where I work or live on your map? Am I overthinking it? Is that putting too much responsibility on your map?
Yeah, I think that it can aid in decision making to some extent, particularly if you're looking to buy a home or something like that. But I think the key takeaway should be just knowing that these things exist, knowing what the hazards are, and then looking into what steps you can take to prepare. So that preparedness piece can really help address things, even if you're living in an area that has some of these hazards.
But do you think you'll be hearing from any realtors and landlords saying, "Hey, why are you telling the world we're more dangerous than they thought?"
Hopefully not, but we'll see. And my answer to them would be, you know, we're just taking data that exists that shows what those hazards really are out there, and showing them on a map so people can see what the reality is.
How complete is the information? What else are you going to keep adding on to this map to tell us how safe or endangered we might be?
Yeah, I mean, we will be continuing to add to it. So these are just some of the hazards that we identify. The thing with the mapping is that we can really show those ones that have a clear geographic component to them. Others aren't so difficult. So, for instance, right now we're in, you know, winter weather season, So we see windstorms, we see rain, we see snow, and those are things that are definitely a risk. They're a hazard that we identify, but they're not as easy to show geographically because they're something that really can affect the whole city. So those are things that maybe we can't incorporate as well, but still exist, but maybe we'll try to incorporate them at some point. And then also longer-term things. One thing we're looking at right now is sea level rise. We have good data on projections for sea level rise, so that's a longer-term hazard, but it's good to get people thinking about that.
From Seattle's Emergency Management Office, that's Matt Offlick getting you thinking about it. And you heard him say there that we'll see how realtors could react to this new online hazard map. Well, we asked one. We talked to a realtor named Melody Paxton with Windermere Real Estate. She deals with properties in Pioneer Square, which is a high damage area on the earthquake map. First of all, Paxton says this is not new information, and she, of course, highly recommends properties in Pioneer Square. That being said, she told us that her recommendation will now come with a caveat.
If it is a building that's historic and has absolutely no retrofitting done whatsoever to protect from earthquakes, in my personal opinion, it would not be as valuable a property, and I would definitely inform my clients of that.
And finally, Paxton says when it comes to buying property, earthquake is not buyer's number one worry.
There are so many bigger issues related to real estate in Seattle. You know, there's a frenzy, there's not enough inventory, people would really like to invest here. And I would say what comes up more than anything is public safety.
There you have it. Realtor Melody Paxton, not too worried about quake risk. You can find a link to Seattle's new interactive map at KUOW.org. Seattle is ahead of the curve with this map, but if you are outside the city, you can still learn about hazard zones in your area. King County has shake maps and flood-prone maps. Check with your county to see what kind of information they will provide you.